Welcome back to another edition of Between the Lines. Mike Wobshaw, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, here discussing the NFC North, previewing the division. We've talked to Packers and Lions. Now we're talking Chicago. They had an exciting offseason. I was there in Philadelphia with Nate Vaughn when they traded up for Mitchell Trubisky. And of course, they gave Glennon a bunch of money as well. Yep. So they're going to probably not have a competition there. I think Glennon's going to be the guy, but they may have their future guy in Mitchell Trubisky as well. They're coached by John Fox. He's a defensive guy. When you look at the Bears, what are you thinking of?
Well, the adjective to describe Bears football at this moment is moribund, because they haven't been to the playoffs in quite some time, and Bears fans are not used to that. You know, you mentioned John Fox, and there's a lot of respect for him, no doubt, including a lot of respect for me. St. Louis Park's Mark Trestman was their coach for a couple of years. He had a losing record. They got rid of him. Through a couple of years, John Fox's record is worse than Trestman's. So it's definitely very hot up in the Bears situation. From an overall standpoint regarding their team, I think there's a lot of rebuild to it. Their wide receiver, Kevin White, is going to get his first opportunity to play a full season. He's fast, you know, but we haven't seen anything from him. And then you mentioned the quarterback situation. Is Glennon's money early? Will it be his all season? I'm not sure.
The one thing to worry about with the Bears, Paul, is their running back, Jordan Howard.
He's nice.
Two 100-yard games against us last season.
He's very nice. And, you know, when you're playing against a team that has Linval Joseph as a defensive tackle, Eric Kendricks, Anthony Barr, and Harrison Smith, it's supposed to be difficult to run against that team, and he found a way to do it well, specifically in that game at Soldier Field. So they're post-Cutler, and that's going to be a big talker in the Windy City. But that Jordan Howard, you're right, the kid from Indiana, he's very nice.
Last point on the NFC North. Look at these teams and the way they're built with the quarterbacks, particularly. The Bears just invested a ton of money and draft capital in the quarterback position.
Yeah.
The Lions have Stafford, who for my money is one of the 10 best in the league.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, I got to go with that.
And then, of
course, last year for sure.
Aaron Rodgers, who's one of the best.
He's top two, top three, maybe number one.
So now the Vikings are built
kind
of the opposite way. I mean, we're a Mike Zimmer defensive-minded team.
Yep.
You cool with that?
Yeah, I like the quarterback situation here a lot. I mean, I really, really am excited for Sam Bradford into 2017. And I'm equally as excited with the recovery of Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah.
Now, you know, the decisions that will need to be made contractually, and like with the physically unable to perform list and backups and stuff like that, that's not up for Wobby and I. But you know what? Off what we saw in late August last year, on that Tuesday from Teddy Bridgewater, who knows what was next. It could have been over. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he's this far down the road with his recovery and actually may be able to take part in something this offseason and during the season, if you have Bradford and a healthy Bridgewater, I mean, with all due respect to Taylor Heineke and Case Keenum, you're in really, really good shape. So Teddy's edging closer. Bradford's sitting on a good season. I'm really excited about our quarterback situation.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun battle for NFC North supremacy this year. Now, the Vikings have an exciting division schedule. We have the Bears at Soldier Field on Monday night.
Yeah.
And the Bears to close the season at home.
Got to win both those games, Wobby.
Okay, we play the Lions on Thanksgiving in Detroit again, so that's cool.
Yep.
And then the Packers week 16 on a Saturday, right before Christmas. So an exciting NFC North schedule again for us.
Yeah, they're always exciting. Then, of course, you open the season against Adrian Peterson September 11th, Monday Night Football, U.S. Bank Stadium. Then you go to Pittsburgh. The schedule is fantastic. The division always is tough. It goes through Green Bay. But the Vikings have more than a puncher's chance to win this division and represent well and bounce back beautifully from that 8-8.
Up next is training camp in Mankato.
Can't wait.
You'll have your show down there a few times at least, I would imagine.
Thursday, July 27th, Friday, July 28th, then that following Monday, 9 to noon, home for Vikings football, FM 100.3. Bye-bye.
All righty. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Between the Lines NFC North Preview Report, brought to you by Gatorade. Hope to see all of you down in Mankato at training camp, which starts in less than a week.